praise God. Praise God. He's my rescuer. He's my redeemer. It matters what we believe. We're gathered together as believers, those who follow Jesus, those who are committed to a truth, to a teaching, to a gospel. And it matters what that is, the content, the shape of that gospel. And so I just want to draw your attention back to 1 Corinthians 15, where Paul just lays out, this is the gospel. In such a concise form, this is the good news message that I proclaim. He says, now I would remind you, brothers, because the gospel is not just for unbelievers so that they would believe in the gospel. The gospel is for us as believers. It's continuing to transform us, to make us new. So we as brothers and sisters in Jesus need to be reminded, Paul says, of the gospel. That's one of the things I love about taking the Lord's Supper together. It's an opportunity to remind each other, remind ourselves of the good news that we treasure, that we hold as of first importance, that we hold dear. He says, I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received. This good news is something not just to be understood, not just something to be, I believe that that's true, these are facts that happened, it's a truth out there, I believe that George Washington was our first president, that kind of thing. It's not like that. It's something that you receive. It's something that comes in and transforms you personally. I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand. This is something we live in. We live in the realities of the gospel. Every day when you wake up in the morning, before your feet hit the floor, you should remind yourself, I am able to stand today as a believer in Jesus. I can walk today because I have new life inside me. I can live in a way that pleases the Most High Holy God because of the good news that I believe, that I'm walking in today. Today I want to walk in this. The gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. This is something we hold on to, we cling to for our dear lives. The rescue ring has been thrown out. We are drowning without it. And we don't touch it and say, oh yeah, that was nice. That helps. No, we cling to it for our dear lives. We cling to this gospel truth. We're being saved by it. It's working in us even now today as we speak. Here's the message. He says, for verse 3, for I delivered to you as of first importance. This is the number one thing. This is the most important thing in all of life, in all of history. This is it. I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received. He says, I didn't make this up. This is given to me. I'm a recipient. I'm passing it along to you just as I've received it from the Lord. You too can receive it from the Lord. I deliver to you first importance what I received. Here it is. That Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, the promised one, died. What? He's supposed to be the coming conquering king, to set up a rule and reign in righteousness over all the earth. The Messiah died? That's a startling message. But he says this is it, that Christ died. Well, here he tells us why. For our sins. I'm a sinner. Any sinners in this room today? I'm a sinner. You're a sinner. If you don't admit it, you got a problem. You need to deal with that before the Lord. But we're all sinners. Christ died for our sins. If you say, I'm not really that bad, you're saying, yeah, you didn't really need to be crucified on a Roman cross outside of Jerusalem. Why'd you waste your time? Why'd you waste your life? No, he died because I'm a sinner. He took what I deserve. First importance, what I also received. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scripture. You see, this whole book is pointing to Jesus. It's pointing to the coming one who would take our place and die for our sins. It's all pointing toward the focal point of history, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. For Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. That He was buried. He was really and truly dead. It wasn't a fake. It wasn't a facade. He didn't just like pass out and then revived later. No, He was really dead. They buried Him. They wrapped Him up. And you wouldn't survive the burial process if you survived the cross. He was really and truly dead. That He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. Again, according to the prophecies, He rose from the dead. He died. He really and truly died. He died. Why? For my sins. But He didn't stay dead. He rose in accordance with the Scriptures, triumphing over my sin, proving that His price paid was accepted by the Father. It was sufficient. It was paid in full. It covered all my sins. And that He appeared, demonstrating, proving, giving evidence that He really and truly is alive. Evidence to His skeptics, those that doubted, saying, touch me and see. I'm not a ghost. I'm not a spirit. I'm the real deal. And here's the evidence that I'm really the one that was crucified. I was really the one that was dead in the tomb for 3 days. I'm alive. Handle me and see. Prove to yourself. Examine the evidence so that you can believe, so that you can trust. This is the good news that we hear, we receive, we cling to, we stand in, we depend on daily. The first and most important thing, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scripture, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scripture, and that He appeared. He appeared to many. We're going to take communion. We're going to take bread and juice that reminds us of Jesus' body broken, Jesus' blood poured out on the cross for my sins, for yours. If you have not depended on, trusted in, thrown yourself at the feet of Jesus, if you're not clinging to Him today, I'd invite you. Put your trust in Him. Lean into Him. Recognize, I'm hopeless on my own. I need a rescuer who is strong, who can deliver me from all my sin. If you're a believer today, stand in that truth, enjoy that truth, cling to that truth. And as we take bread and juice together, just symbols that remind us of what was done for us, worship Him, enjoy the relationship you now have with the Most High God because of what Jesus did for you. I'm going to invite the deacons to come forward. We're going to give thanks for bread and juice. We're going to serve you. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're invited, you're welcome to participate, to remember with us as we treasure together the good news. And hold on to that. Just take that, hold it in your hand. Reflect as you hold those tangible symbols of a real Savior who gave His life for you. Worship Him, and we'll take that all together in a minute. Father, thank You. Thank You for such good news. Good news we would never come up with on our own. It is too good, too unthinkable that You would send Your only Son to die in our place to rescue us. Thank You, Jesus, for willingly, for gladly, for the joy set before You, enduring the shame of the cross, paying our price in full. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for opening our blind eyes to see the beauty of Jesus, to receive and stand in. Thank You for giving us the strength to cling to the cross today as our only hope for rescue from our sins, for salvation. Thank You for the treasure we have in You. Thank You for bread and juice, simple things that remind us. Help us to just be overwhelmed with joy in You and overflow with worship toward You today as we remember what You did for us. Thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus, what a treasure we hold in our hearts today that You came. Infinite, eternal God, You became human in order to take my place, to die for my sins, to pay my price, and to give me a free gift. Your perfect righteousness, eternal life, transformation by your Spirit. Thank you. We can't express our gratitude in words, but we just overflow with worship today and say thank you for the good news. We cling to it today. We cling to you today. Thank you for who you are and for what you've done. In Jesus' name, his body broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out on the cross for our sins. Drink.